Mikao Usui grew up in a culture very different from that in the Western world, and so the way that he taught Reiki obviously very much reflected his time and his culture. Reiki was taught in the same way that we see martial arts being taught now. There was ongoing contact between teacher and students developed over a period of time, moving on to a new level of training when the teacher considered that they had developed sufficiently. Usui taught one-to-one, and visited his students in their homes. He gave them various projects to work with. They went away and did the work, and when he next saw them, he would review their notes of their experiences and give them further work to carry out. Most of his students had received treatments from Usui, which cultivated their interest in his teachings and methods, and then they followed his spiritual system so that they could receive benefits through their own efforts. Most of his students would not have progressed beyond Shoden, first degree, and they would have worked on themselves rather than on other people. Mikao Usui's first degree was very simple. His students would receive spiritual empowerments from him on a regular basis. They would follow a simple set of rules to live by, which were the cornerstone of the whole system. They would follow a meditative practice called mindfulness, and they would carry out energy work on themselves, using visualization or intent. The energy work consisted of a daily routine of simple energy exercises and a form of self-treatment. The treatment of others wouldn't have featured. So how can we echo these original practices in the modern world? Well, the martial arts style of training doesn't really fit with most people's commitments nowadays. Reiki is well established as a method that is learned on a series of day or weekend courses. But home study courses involve ongoing one-to-one contact with the teacher over an extended period, and students of live courses can follow a program of work with ongoing support from their teacher when needed. You will receive a number of spiritual empowerments during your live course or your home study course. And while it is not practical to expect students to travel sometimes very long distances to receive regular empowerments from their teacher in person, what we can do is to make distant empowerments available for the student to tune into every week by way of echoing the original practice. And distant empowerments are just as effective as in-person ones. Western students can focus upon and learn to live their lives in accordance with Mikao Usui's precepts, his rules to live by, and they can investigate the meditative practice of mindfulness. Both of these aspects of the system are not things that take up time per se, rather they become a part of the student's life when doing other things and going about their normal business. Finally, the Western student can allocate some time on a regular basis to work with energy by carrying out daily energy exercises and some form of self-treatment. We provide an audio CD to help with these practices where students are talked through the meditations, and this makes it a lot easier for people to get into the habit of working with the energy regularly. They simply turn on the CD player, follow the instructions, and after a while the exercises become second nature. So we can receive regular empowerments, we can practice mindfulness and follow Mikao Usui's precepts, and we can carry out regular energy exercises and self-treatments. And although in the original system treatments would not have been carried out at first degree, there's no reason why we shouldn't do this, and since the Western form of Reiki is focused on the treatment of others, we can follow a simple approach to treatments, and do what we can to help the people who are close to us, our family and friends.